Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu. Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
President Trump's comments yesterday in New York, speaking at Trump Tower yesterday, the president once again blamed both sides in response to the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, over the weekend.
What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt?
He went on, going head-to-head with reporters who asked whether he was putting hate groups on the same level as the counter-protesters.
I've condemned neo-Nazis. I've condemned many different groups, but not all of those people were neo-Nazis, believe me. Not all of those people were white supremacists by any stretch.
And joining me now from New York is Jeff Mason. He's the White House correspondent for Reuters. Jeff, welcome back to On Point.
Good to be with you, Tom.
So, Jeff, you were there yesterday in the room with the president when he delivered those remarks. Is that right?
I was.
Yeah. Yes. Describe the scene.
Well, for starters, we were in the lobby of Trump Tower, which is the area where President Trump, as a president-elect, addressed reporters several times, and where we went often during the transition period up until his inauguration in January. So it's a familiar space for a back and forth with him, although this was the first time that he had been there since January. And it was supposed to be an event about infrastructure. He came down and was flanked by Gary Cohn, his economic advisor, the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, and the Secretary of Transportation Elaine Chao. And he talked first a little bit about infrastructure and then opened it up to questions. And of course, the press corps wanted to speak to him about the fallout from his remarks on Saturday and then the sort of cleanup effort that he did at the White House on Monday. And it gave him a chance to really vent about his frustration, about the coverage, about what he had said on Saturday, and show that he wanted to reiterate that he had been right all along.
And, Jeff, in one of your dispatches, you described the scene there, the conversation, as surreal.
It was surreal, Tom. I mean, it really was. We weren't surprised, or I should say I wasn't surprised, that he would take some questions, because he did take a few questions, several really, last week during his time in Bedminster. So in that back and forth is something that we obviously welcome as part of the press corps. But I wasn't expecting him to go back to what he had said on Saturday, given the fact that on Monday, while he was at the White House, they made a deliberate effort to recalibrate by saying, or by having him say and come out in the diplomatic room to be specifically explicit in criticizing the KKK and neo-Nazis and white supremacists. So he walked all of that back, and then in this sort of angry and passionate voice, really stood up for the people who had been rallying in Charlottesville.
Now, I saw one picture where he appeared to be pulling out a paper from his pocket, and I understand it was a quote, the quote from his Saturday press conference. That would suggest he came prepared.
He was prepared
to take this on.
For sure. He was prepared, and that's kind of interesting as well, since we had been told ahead of time that he wasn't going to take questions. But he clearly knew that he wanted to speak about it. And yes, he took that piece of paper out and read from his original statement on Saturday, and had clearly been ruminating about the coverage of that and the fact that he had received so much criticism for it, and was not happy that he had, or appeared not to be happy, that he had had to kind of recalibrate on Monday.
Yeah. So you say Gary Cohn and Steve Mnuchin and General Kelly, his chief of staff, were all there. prepared to talk about infrastructure and describe the reaction. I think we've all seen the pictures of them. It appears that they were quite uncomfortable with the way things were developing there.
Yeah, General Kelly was standing off to the side. I actually didn't see him, although I did see the picture of him. But standing with President Trump were Cohn and the others that we just mentioned. And Cohn in particular looked very uncomfortable. He was kind of fidgeting back and forth as the president spoke. Secretary Chao tried to maintain a smile on her face while she sort of gazed at the president. But, it was clearly awkward for them. And they ended up coming back later into the lobby, Secretary Chao and Gary in particular, to take some questions about infrastructure. And, of course, you know, reporters all asked them about what had just happened. And they tried to deflect those, and Secretary Chao had sort of a clever answer when she was asked about President Trump's criticism of her husband, Senator Mitch McConnell. But obviously everybody wanted to just get their own reaction to the kind of spectacle that had just taken place.
Finally, Jeff, any update from today in terms of, continuing reaction to those comments yesterday?
Well, at this point, I think the White House is just kind of in battle mode. I wrote a story last night that said they were bracing for further fallout, and one of the officials I spoke to said that the best way to go forward was just to not say anything more, and I think he was meaning specifically there, President Trump, and hoping that he wasn't going to tweet or really engage anymore on this subject, because doing so only got them into further hot water.
Yeah. Okay, Jeff Mason is White House correspondent for Reuters. He's also the current president of the White House Correspondents Association.
I just gave that gig up.
Oh, you did?
Just a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Well, maybe it was a good time to give it up, given what's going on.
It was quite a year, I'll tell you that.
I'll guess. All right, thanks so much, Jeff, for joining us with that update.
My pleasure. Thanks, Tom.